Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States supports a Syrian-led and Syrian-owned political process in the spirit of UN Security Council Resolution 2254, said Ambassador Dorothy Shea, Deputy Representative to the United Nations.
This process should result in an inclusive and representative government that fully respects the human rights and fundamental freedoms of all Syrians, including women and Syria's diverse communities.
The transition process and resulting Syrian government must also ensure that any elements of a remaining chemical weapons program are identified, secured, and safely destroyed under international verification, said Ambassador Shea.
We are encouraged by the cooperation to date and call for the continued commitment of relevant actors in Syria to work with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, the United Nations, and other state and non-state partners to chart a course for the complete and verifiable elimination of any remaining elements of a chemical weapons program.
All actors in Syria must allow access for UN entities, other international organizations, and civil society to secure documentation, safeguard mass graves and prisons, and assist released detainees and the families of those whose whereabouts remain unknown. The United States recently issued General License 24 to expand authorizations for activities and transactions in Syria, explained Ambassador Shea.
The General License underscores our commitment to ensuring that U.S. sanctions do not impede activities to meet basic human needs, including the provision of public services or humanitarian assistance. This authorization is for 6 months as the United States continues to monitor the evolving situation on the ground.
The United States is committed to assisting Syrians in this extraordinary moment to forge a new future for and by its people. Syria should not be used as a platform to extend other countries' interests at the expense of the Syrian people, stressed Ambassador Shea. In turn, Syria's interim entities must ensure the country does not pose a threat to its neighbors, serve as a base for terrorism, or give refuge to groups like ISIS. In northeast Syria, maintaining the security of detention facilities and displaced persons camps and repatriating foreign nationals remain integral to prevent ISIS resurgence and promote stability in the region. The United States looks forward to helping secure a brighter future for the Syrian people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.